Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Klal Chaf. We're still holding in Siman Daled, and Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, maybe today we'll be able to finish. Maybe we'll be able to finish off this Siman. Says now he says you do not say Amen on Oisa Bracha, but you say Amen al Shara Brachas Osalanas. I'm sorry, you do say Amen on the Bracha of Yotzer Marois and the Bracha of Bechira Meisa Be'Ahava. You do not say Amen on other brachas. Now, the main of Gal Yisrael he will deal with later on. Interruption between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. That's a separate issue. But what about the main of other brachas? So what's the issue? The issue is, I'm already davening, so why should I interrupt my davening to introduce an amen about something else? So therefore the Chayonim holds it's inappropriate to say amen. The Mishnah Berurah's Hachra is, but Ben Aprokim, I'm not really being nosik in something else. I'm not being oisik in praising Kadosh Baruch Hu right now. That I can't say amen because I'm busy praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not saying anything right now. I'm Ben Aprokim. So Ben Aprokim, Mishnah Berurah is machriya that a person could answer amen on all brachas. According to the Chayyadim, a person should not interrupt between the brachas to say amen except for the four brachas that we mentioned: Akela Kadosh, Shemayat Tefillah, Yetzir Hamarois. You would answer amen for Yetzir Hamarois. And the Habachemah Yisobiyav, well, the person would answer main for that bracha, and by Marv, the corresponding bracha by Marv. Okay, so that's answering a main. Now, what about putting on tefillin? So we mentioned before about putting on talus. What about putting on tefillin? So tefillin is actually more chomer than talus. So talus, we said, you put on talus, you do not make a bracha. The person feels embarrassed and he puts on the talus because he really feels embarrassed and he feels compelled to put on the talus. So Mishnah Berurah said, you make a bracha, ben aprokin. Tefillin, so mutter lanichem ben perik leperik, that'll ben yetzor le'ava rabo, ben ava rabo le'shma, ben shma le'vahayim shemoya, ben vahayim shemoya, le'vahaya le'vayomer. So, le'vayomer. So the Bein HaProkim are between the first bracha and the second bracha, between the second bracha and Shema, between the paragraph of Shema and the second paragraph of Vahayim Shemaya, between the second paragraph and the third paragraph. That's the Bein HaProkim. So you can put on tefillin over there. And you'll put on tefillin over there, and the Chayyadim is going to say in a moment, you make a bracha on them. We already started Emes V'yatzi, we only got tefillin then. So now he's not been a prophet. He's already in the paragraph of Emes V'yatzi. So he's in middle Birchas Kriyashma already. Can you say the bracha of tefillin in that situation? So the Chayyadim says yes. Since tefillin you're allowed to put on, why are you allowed to put on tefillin? Because tefillin, the Gemara says that part of the Kabbalah Soma HaShemayim is wearing tefillin for Shema and for Shemoneh Esrei. So here, for the purpose of the Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, I'm doing it for some other purpose, but for the purpose of Shema or Shemoneh Esrei, I need to put on tefillin. So it cannot be considered a hefsik in Birchas Kriyas Shema. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be putting on tefillin right now. And you put it on with a bracha. As long as you don't get to... before you get to the bracha of Gal Yisrael, that's already interruption between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. That's a different halacha. So you're allowed to say the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah actually modifies this a little bit. He says you only say for the minhag of the Ashkenazim, which say two brachas normally. In this situation, you will only say one bracha. So this halacha is Rashi and the Ben Otam. How many brachas you say on tefillin in a normal situation? So, according to one opinion, we say that you always only say one bracha. President says the bracha on the shayad, or niyat tefillin, and that bracha works with the shal rosh as well. When do you say, we know that the Mor says there's a second bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, that bracha is only said in a situation where a person spoke. A person, by mistake, spoke between the Shayad and the Sharosh. So instead of repeating the bracha that you said on the Shayad again, to be able to be mitzi, putting on the Sharosh, you make a different bracha. So normally a person spoke in the middle of the mitzvah, so sometimes he has to make a new bracha. Many times he does not even need to make a new bracha because he's already started the mitzvah. Over here, each tefillin is a separate mitzvah. So the bracha, I say, I can use one bracha for both, but really it's two separate mitzvahs. If I didn't start the second mitzvah putting on the shalrosh at all yet, so he needs a bracha. So normally the bracha on the shayad works on the shalrosh because I didn't speak. But over here, if I spoke, I need a new bracha on the shalrosh. The other opinion says you always say the two brachas, not just when you spoke. So now what do you do over here in the situation where it's a middle brachas, Kriya Shema, the person's putting on tefillin. Should he say one bracha or two brachas? So Mishabura comes out, in that situation, it's better a person should say only one bracha. Since there's a sheet that holds you don't make any bracha, if you didn't speak, you only make one bracha. So saying a second bracha would function the equivalent of being a hafzik, and we don't do that. Okay, have a good day.